Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community. Online at www.cxr.works with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
All right, this is Chris Hoyt with Career Crossroads. We just wrapped up one of our colloquium meetings for candidate experience, and it wasn't just about the candidate this year. It was also about the hiring manager. It was also about several other stakeholders that are involved in that process. But one of the pieces that continued to sort of float to the top of the conversation that was top of mind for a couple of gentlemen that I have here now was the candidate roadmap, the candidate journey. So why don't each of you introduce yourselves really quickly and then tell us a little bit about who you are and the organization that you're with. I know you both, but I'm going to let you do it better. And then we'll jump right in.
Sure. So Grant Clough with AARP. I'm Director of Talent Acquisition over there. Actually, the Director of everything else. So Tamika Jones is our Director of Recruiting, and I kind of manage the programs and the tools and operations of kind of everything else.
I like the Director of everything else.
Yeah.
The DOE.
The DOE.
You are the DOE.
DO, Director of GSD, I think.
You're the original OG DOE. All right. How about you, Scott?
Sure. Scott Weaver with Teradata, Director of Talent Acquisition. I oversee our recruiting support to a couple of the business units and also own candidate experience globally at Teradata.
Good stuff. And you guys have each been in your respective locations or roles how long? Scott?
About a little over a year and a half.
Okay, Grant?
My role has expanded over the time I've been there, but I've been at AARP for 3 years, and I took on the programmatic recruiting probably about 18 months ago.
Got it. So each of you brought to the discussion today your own visual delivery of the candidate roadmap, the candidate journey. So I'm going to start with you, Grant. Like, what inspired you, and maybe you want to give a quick overview of what it was, but what inspired you to put this together the way that you did?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that I was necessarily the one who was inspired to do it.
But were you voluntold to do
this? I was voluntold partially, but we have an initiative within HR this year overall, not just within talent acquisition, to really kind of look at the employee experience. And so it's not just the candidate, not just the hiring manager, but what's it like to be, or what are we aspirationally looking for the experience of the employee to be, so that we can obviously make changes and where we see opportunities and whatnot. And so as part of that, AARP being a 38 million member organization, does a lot of work around member experience, user experience, customer experience. And so we were able to leverage our AARPX team to come in and actually take a look at, let's talk about the entire employee experience across HR. So myself, as well as other people who were within HR, not just talent acquisition, decided, had a slide very similar to Scott's, where we looked at what's the entire life cycle of the employee, and then taking a look at like very bite-sized parts of that is the slide we were able to share today. And so what we looked at, or what I shared earlier, was about what is it like to apply, and figuring out personas and journey mapping and candidate experience of that. And so the three key things that we look at, or that our AARP user experience team looks at, is it effortless? Is it inspiring? And does AARP get me? And so those are the three things that we're really looking for when we do that.
I like that. Effortless, inspiring, and do they get me?
Right. And who did the user experience team come up with those three items?
Yeah, so we're using, I've never invented anything in my life. I always just copy or...
Plagiarism's hard work, man.
That's the whole reason to have a membership with Career Crossroads. So you have the ability to steal from your peers.
Collaborate. We talk about collaboration.
Collaborate, steal.
I'll be speaking on your topic next year, actually.
So. Perfect.
Probably your slides.
Yeah.
So, Scott, talk a little bit about what you put together over at Teradata.
Sure. So, where we got to the point where we got to candidate mapping, actually, at least for me, started a good 5-6 years ago. Came back from a conference inspired to look at speed of hire and how quickly we could do it. And we sat down with the recruiting team and, frankly, mapped out the entire recruiting process and said, here are our gaps and things that we need to pay attention to, which eventually led into SLAs, which then led us down the road of, okay, so what is the candidate going through at all these stages? And we literally mapped out what it was like to go on a vacation, or what, for a person to go on a vacation, because we wanted to get in the mind of the consumer. And so we said, here's the steps on going on a vacation, and here are the correlating aspects for the candidate or for applying to a job. With the premise being, going on a vacation is exciting and fun, but the planning of it is frankly terrible. And getting a new job or starting a new company is exciting and fun, but the process in getting a new job is frankly terrible, right? So we eventually got to a point where we could map out in five major stages, really four major stages, those being pre-apply, apply, interview stage, and offer stage. And then we included an additional stage called applicant flow because we wanted to measure how we were moving candidates from a systematic perspective through all those different phases. So within each phase, we then looked at each of the touch points within the phase. So pre-apply, a candidate doesn't know anything about you, to learning about you, how they're learning about you, who they're talking to, where they're going to learn, things like that, into the interview phase, or to the apply phase, where what is their experience like to apply to a job, and just really putting yourself in the candidate's shoes of what are they going through, how do we meet them at that moment, and then how do we implement something that is hopefully scalable to do that.
And so when you've sort of propped this up, right, who are you rolling this back to? Who are you sharing it with, and what do you do with it?
Wow. So initially, it was probably much bigger initially, right? And then when we did it, this is probably the third iteration of doing it now at Teradata, and it's more of, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's going and mapping out the candidate journey can be extremely complicated if you want it to be. Or you can get into a room of diverse people and just discuss and brainstorm about where the candidates are and what you want to do. And that leads you down the path of, okay, we really need to take a look at our apply. And Grant and I were talking that once you've said, oh, we really need to take a closer look at this critical moment, then you move to what Grant has done very, very well at AARP, and that is actually watching somebody go through that process so you can get a real live look at what they're doing.
Yeah, I think I noticed, I feel like the work that you both did separately complements the others very well.
Absolutely.
We should have gone together, but we don't have the whole picture.
So maybe it's not about taking the others' work, you just mash them up together.
That's right.
Now, are you guys rolling? I love the persona work,
right?
And that you tied those to the pieces there as far as the employee and the candidate rolling through it. I mean, what's the next step for your candidate journey at AARP?
Yeah, so it's a very, again, it's an employee experience, right? So we're trying to look holistically at it, not just getting them to the altar and making the decision, but how do we keep them married for a while, and how do we offboard them nicely when they're ready to offboard? But I think the next step really is kind of taking a look at breaking down that employee experience for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And really the key is we work in it so much every single day that for me, I know how easily to apply for an AARP job. I mean, I can do it in a minute and a half, right? Very, very simple, but really, it's eye-opening, even though it shouldn't be surprising when you say to somebody, here, apply for a job in our office, a marketing job, and they're like, here's your smartphone, go ahead and do it, and they're like, okay, you know.
right. They don't know what to do.
Right, they don't know what to do. So, I think that kind of really coming back to those moments that matter, those decision points, those are kind of those places where you can kind of make incremental change along the way. And I don't think it's, success is never final. I think we can continue to make, move the needle in a variety of different things.
What I love about both of you guys is that you've done this work. Uh-huh. You're not saying that it's fixed. You're not saying that it's done. What you're saying is this is part of a conversation and this helps support a conversation of change. So let me ask you, if we've got some people out there that are listening and they want to take on mapping out the candidate journey, if you could do it all over again, what's the one thing you might do a little bit differently or that you learned that you'd want somebody else to know about before they started?
Whew, that's so tough. It was tough. I would tell both people listening that...
I was just going to say, you've each gone back to your homes and you're listening now.
Scott and I are going to be the two listening to this later on, but I would probably say, really think about who it is that you have in the room and who are the stakeholders. Because I think, too, having that kind of that sense from the people you're ultimately looking to influence, maybe having them in the room or having them get the opportunity. What we I think did well in this instance was get people kind of either panelists or individuals who were the ones being the participants in this kind of this study weren't just people in TA, weren't just people in HR. Really everyday employees and everyday people who might be candidates, everyday people who are managers, and really seeing what their experience is. So thinking about the end also too, like, so what are we going to try to do with this data, or what are our hypotheses, so that we can figure out who might we be trying to influence later with this
data? I think it's beautiful, a more mindful approach to sort of what you're trying to get done and get the stakeholders more involved in the beginning,
because it was fun. Fantastic. We had lunch and did a whole bunch of stuff,
right? But you get fed there. It's never bad if you get fed.
Yeah.
How about you, Scott?
It's a tough question, and I almost completely agree. When we first did it, it was the recruiting team in a room just brainstorming, right? Mm-hmm. And it got us to a result that was good, but not as good as it could have been. And that's probably a lesson learned as we move forward, is including people that are not in TA. And to your point, Grant, we know how to apply to a job. We're in recruiting. I mean, it's secondhand to us. I can apply to a job at AARP, I assume flawlessly. Or mostly flawlessly. That's because that's what we do for a living, right? So really going back to and considering who your market is and who you want to reach, and getting their voice inside that map is, or inside that journey is critical.
Good stuff. All right, guys, is it Apple Teeny time?
It might be Apple Teeny time.
Let's go Applebee's.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.cxr.works. Facebook.com and Twitter.com/CareerXroads. We'll catch you next time.